Support for Kansas City Today comes from Grandma's Office Catering, delivering made-from-scratch hot meals and individual boxed lunches for fast distribution to offices, warehouses, and factories, even on nights and weekends. Details are at grandmascatering.com.
This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Nujiadeen. Today is Friday, April 12th. Coming up, before Oreos, there was the Hydrox, the original sandwich cookie, and it was created by Kansas City's own Jacob Luce. After disappearing for years, Hydrox are back on the shelf, if you know where to look.
We have a hard time keeping them in stock. I actually have some at home right now.
We'll hear more about the return of an iconic Kansas City cookie. But first, some headlines. The Missouri Senate has passed a bill that would eliminate child marriage, Sarah Kellogg reports.
Under current Missouri law, minors who are 16 or 17 can get married to someone under 21 if they have parental consent. The new legislation would raise the minimum age of marriage in Missouri to 18 with no exceptions. Senator Lauren Arthur spoke in favor of the legislation when it was up for debate earlier in the week.
We're not telling someone that they can't marry the person they love. We're just saying that children aren't allowed to engage in legal contracts until they're 18.
In 2018, Missouri lawmakers raised the minimum marriage age from 15 to 16. Supporters of the new proposal say this completes the policy process of ending child marriage. The legislation now goes to the Missouri House.
The Kansas City Council voted to change local gun laws yesterday. Officials repealed a 2019 law that punished someone for failing to report a lost or stolen gun. They also doubled the penalty for unlawful use of a gun. Mayor Quentin Lucas says these changes were inspired by conversations with the police department about gun violence.
Ensuring that there are sufficient penalties for enforcement of certain gun regulations in the city limits.
Lucas says the KCPD was concerned that some local gun laws, like the one repealed yesterday, violated a Missouri statute preventing cities from passing their own gun restrictions. We'll be back after this.
You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit Radioactive on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
Oreo is the best-selling cookie in the world today. But few people remember the product that Nabisco blatantly ripped off, Hydrox. The creation of a Kansas City company, Hydrox were the original chocolate sandwich cookie. From the KCUR podcast, A People's History of Kansas City, Mackenzie Martin sets the record straight.
When Andrea Broomfield was a little kid, she loved Oreos and hated Hydrox.
Hydrox cookies seemed boring.
Andrea is the distinguished author of several books about Kansas City's food history. But back in the day, she didn't know or care that Hydrox was created in her hometown.
The name seems stupid to us. Hydrox looked like something that my grandmother would eat.
This is, sadly, the way many people remember Hydrox. Hydrox have become the edible embodiment of what it means to be second best in America. The cheap, certifiably uncool Xerox of an Oreo. Except there's a problem. Hydrox aren't a knockoff. They came first.
Yeah, did you know that Hydrox is the original cream-filled chocolate cookie?
And both of these cookies, Hydrox and Oreo, can be traced back to one man, Jacob Luce. You might recognize that name from Luce Park in Kansas City. But long before he became a major philanthropist, Jacob Luce was just an entrepreneur in the dry goods business. Manufactured cookies and crackers started to pop up in America in the late 1800s. That's according to Stella Parks, a food writer and pastry chef.
And so you started seeing, like, animal crackers and vanilla wafers.
At that time, Jacob Luce is running a Kansas City cracker company with his brother Joseph. But he wanted more. So in 1890, Jacob hires Adolphus Green, this big-shot lawyer in Chicago, to merge his company with other bakeries across the region. Together, they form the American Biscuit and Manufacturing Company. And for the next 7 years, American Biscuit dukes it out with the other big bakery corporations of the day in what newspapers dub the Biscuit War. But by 1897, Jacob Luce is in pretty poor health. He steps back from the company, which leaves Adolphus Green and Joseph Luce in charge.
Joseph was the one who was really interested in the notion of creating a bigger trust.
This is Andrea Broomfield again.
Whereas Jacob was not, and since he was sick and convalescing in Europe, he couldn't really do much about what Joseph was doing.
Against Jacob's wishes, the American Biscuit Company merges with its two fiercest competitors, and they form a powerhouse called the National Biscuit Company. Today, you know it as Nabisco. Now, Jacob Luce is rich and could just retire right here, but he's bitter about the merger slash power grab. So in 1902, he announces that he's going after Nabisco himself. His new Luce Wiles Biscuit Company is pretty small in comparison, though. In order to compete, it needs something innovative to put on the market. Something like chocolate. Around the mid to late 1800s, the food industry makes innovations like cocoa powder and milk chocolate, meaning that something long seen as a delicacy is now suddenly affordable and ready for mass production. The Luce brothers see this trend, and in 1908, they put two crisp dark chocolate wafers around a layer of sweet vanilla cream, and they call it Hydrox. Stella Parks says it was an immediate hit, especially at soda shops and pharmacies.
The Hydrox had this like really elaborate laurel wreath and this really elaborate font.
After 4 years of Hydrox, Luce Wiles is doing about one quarter of the sales as Nabisco. It builds beautiful sunlit factories in Kansas City and across the country. But that same year, Nabisco unveils its own sandwich cookie.
Oreo cream sandwich.
Not only was Oreo this copycat of Hydrox, it was also built on the back of the company that Jacob had founded himself.
Nabisco, by the way, is now run by Jacob Luce's former colleague Adolphus Green. Luce Wiles puts up a fight, though. It helps create the country's first kosher certification program and becomes a favorite of Jewish households. Oreos, on the other hand, were made with lard and weren't certified kosher until 70 years later. But in spite of its best efforts, Hydrox can't catch up. It takes a major blow in the 1950s when Nabisco increases the price of Oreos. Consumers start to see Hydrox as Oreos' less sweet, budget-friendly, off-brand alternative. And Park says it doesn't help that Luce Wiles seems hell-bent on exposing Oreo as an imposter.
Once Oreo came out, all the Hydrox advertisements had this really, like, whiny quality to them of, like, we are first.
Hydrox also had an inherent branding problem. Its name.
But you gotta remember my name, Hydrox! Hydrox, don't forget!
Hydrox was meant to evoke cleanliness and sunshine, but it majorly backfired.
There were lots of other products called Hydrox on the market, from table water to, like, literal bottles of hydrogen peroxide.
As the decades go on, Hydrox gets acquired and tweaked by one company after the other, until Kellogg's, more or less, pulls the plug in 2003, to the disappointment of Hydrox's cult following. But then, an unusual company named Leaf Brands acquires the trademark and brings Hydrox back in 2015.
Hydrox cookies are back. Pretty exciting for the few who remember them.
CEO Elia Kassoff has made a name for himself reviving iconic snacks like Astro Pops and Wacky Wafers.
Look, everyone hates change. If I can slow that down, then I've done my job.
Even now, though, Hydrox aren't easy to find. Their biggest seller is Amazon. And around its hometown, one of the only reliable stores to buy them is Cracker Barrel. Although when this reporter visited the Cracker Barrel in Lee Summit recently, there were only three boxes left.
We have a hard time keeping them in stock. I actually have some at home right now.
Employee Jenny Neal likes to crumble Hydrox on vanilla ice cream. And she only buys Hydrox, never Oreos.
What's behind your loyalty?
I guess for being a kid and liking them so much, and I like to see things come back.
That's also what I heard from Mary Elizabeth Lewis, who grew up in Kansas City. She argues the cookie part of Hydrox is crisper and more chocolatey than Oreo. But there's an emotional appeal, too. Mary Elizabeth remembers eating Hydrox with her mom as a special treat when they could afford it.
Maybe I'm being far too serious, but a lot of times it's not just the Hydrox cookie. It's the story around it. It's the feeling you get. For me, it means a mother's love and sacrifice. That's where the story lies.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Mackenzie Martin.
You can hear the full story of Hydrox on KCUR Studios' podcast, A People's History of Kansas City. This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Nujiadine. This podcast is produced by Byron Love and KCUR Studios. It's edited by Madeline Fox and Gabe Rosenberg. To read Mackenzie's story about Hydrox cookies, visit kcur.org, where you can find more local news from Kansas City's NPR station. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.